The planet is approaching 6 million known cases of COVID-19. Sudan and East Africa only has about 4,000, but they're now facing a spike. Among the infected, senior members of former President Omar al-Bashir's regime. They'd been in jail but have been moved to a hospital in Khartoum. They might not receive the best care. When Bashir was ousted from power last year, Sudan's healthcare system was in shambles. Now the new civilian-like government is getting a helping hand from abroad. The World's Halima Gikandi reports.
When Nahla Gadala heard about the coronavirus, she immediately worried about what it would mean for her home country of Sudan. Gadala is an infectious disease expert, originally from the city of Medeni. She currently lives in the U.S. and heads the Sudanese American Medical Association. Gadala says years of dictatorship have crippled Sudan's health system.
Our public hospitals in Sudan over the past 30 years have deteriorated to the extent that they are hardly providing the regular health services to patients.
Gadala says before the coronavirus, Sudan was already facing other infectious disease outbreaks like cholera and Rift Valley fever. Now the coronavirus is putting new pressure on an already weak health system. Hospitals in the capital, Khartoum, have closed due to COVID-19. Doctors and medical workers were among those infected. On top of that, health facilities have been attacked in recent weeks.
There's no clear flow of information. It's very hard for the central government, for the Federal Ministry of Health, to have the numbers or the data to support their decision-making.
Sudan is a poor country with massive debt. The Minister of Health says the government needs $120 million just to fight the coronavirus. With that funding gap, Nahla Gadala says Sudanese in the diaspora are trying to pick up the slack.
We've been supporting the government. The diaspora has always supported the people of Sudan across the board. Okay. And this is just part of the Sudanese culture.
More than 50 Sudanese organizations around the world have teamed up to form a coalition against coronavirus. For Bakri Ali, a businessman in Connecticut, it's like deja vu. Last year, he says Sudanese professionals were supporting the protest against the Bashir regime. Now, they're coming together to fight the coronavirus. Ali has been fundraising to buy medical supplies in Sudan through his alumni association at the University of Khartoum.
Everything that was available in the market, we just told the partner on the inside to just buy everything that's in the market, make it available to the health minister.
But Ali knows that even the combined efforts of the wide Sudanese diaspora is only a start, and efforts like his are hampered by Sudan's economy. The country is largely isolated from the international banking and financial system after decades of sanctions. So Bakri Ali and his colleagues have to find roundabout ways to send help to Sudan.
It's a slow process that takes days and days, sometimes weeks, to transfer even $10,000. And it's just, it's torture. I mean, knowing how everything is so easy and online now, when it comes to Sudan, no, it has to be a lot of phone calls.
The United Nations has said that coronavirus could be a tipping point for Sudan's fragile civilian government, and that Sudan's status on the U.S. state sponsor of terrorism list isn't helping because it makes the country effectively ineligible for IMF and World Bank financial assistance, including funds for fighting coronavirus. For the world, I'm Halima Gikandi.